from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not saying win a national championship, but realistic, those should be your expectations. Clint, I got two.
Who you got?
I think Texas, obviously. They're third in the country right now, picked to finish second in the SEC. I would say that they should have realistic expectations of being one of the top 12 teams and being a playoff. My other one, Clint, is UTSA.
Oh, really?
Because, right, the top five, right, the number one power five or outside the power five conference, that top team that wins their conference, they get an automatic bid to the playoff. They get one of the five seeds to the playoff. And I think UTSA has a really great chance to be in that. A really great chance to win their conference, which they're picked to win, and have, and I know you know the head coach there, and have a good enough season where they could be that top team outside of the four to win its conference and get in as a five seed. I just don't see it with the other teams. I don't see it with TCU. I don't see it with Houston. Like, this should be fans' realistic expectations. I don't really see it right now with Baylor and Tech. SMU, I believe they're going to the ACC now. Don't see it there. And I know this one hurts. I don't see that the expectation should be college football playoff yet for A&M. Like, Tyler, don't cut me with those eyes. I'm just saying, like, for me, it is Texas, and then, like, I think with an outside chance, UTSA. Because I think, Clint, if UTSA wins their conference, and especially if they do it undefeated, which I think they could do, or one loss, depending on the loss, I think they could be that 15.
Ooh, yeah, look, I think they're going to have to do it with one loss. They're going to, because they got Texas on the schedule. They're going to have to. I'm going to assume they're going to lose to Texas. I mean,
and if they do that one, yeah, that's fine.
Well, but you know, you look at the American Conference now is I mean. You got to beat Memphis. I mean, there's some good football teams, and don't get me wrong, but when you've got championship aspirations, there's and like legitimately picked to win your conference, there's certain teams in the American that you're just not, preseason wise, you're not going to be concerned with. They got Texas on their schedule week three, and I believe they got Memphis week 8 or 9 later in the season. Those are the two big games. Not that you have to win both of them. You obviously have to win one of them, and in Memphis, and I think you have to play really well against Texas.
If they play well, if they play well against Texas and they win the rest of them, which I think is very.
Oh, that's very doable. A one-loss UTS team that wins the American? Yeah.
And their one loss is to Texas?
Yeah. I think you could be in the top 12. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think. You know, absolutely you could. Look, I'm going with Texas, the obvious one. I think Texas is entering the SEC in much better shape than I thought they would have a year ago after what they were able to do last year, even though they lost a ton to the draft and to obviously graduation. I think they were able to hit the transfer portal to replace a couple of those wide receivers that they lost. Now, I don't know what they're going to do
inside.
I don't know what they're going to do inside. They lost two game-changing type defensive tackles, and that's really where you – what's in the games that they're going to have to win. I'm not looking at their schedule, but against the big boys in the SEC, the interior defensive line is going to be a big – it's going to be a big get. Because here's the deal is if you have that big-time interior presence – as we saw last year from Texas, you can compete with anybody in the SEC. You can compete with anybody in the country. If you don't have that interior presence, then there's a good chance that everybody in the country, again, talking about top 20 football teams, are going to be able to compete with you. Right? That's the difference. If you got dudes inside, which I'm not saying Texas does or doesn't, if you've got dudes inside on a defensive line, then you can compete with Georgia. You can compete with Alabama. You can compete with a really good Florida team or a really good Florida State team or like the big dogs, Notre Dame. You can compete with those guys. If you don't have them, then everybody else can compete with you because now you have a weakness. Now you can't collapse the pocket. Now you can't always stop the run. And teams that shouldn't can be able to compete with you can compete with you week in, week out. I would go with Texas and Texas A&M. I was part of a turnaround, a big-time turnaround that should have been a national championship at least an invite when I was at Arkansas when Houston Nutt came there, took over a 4-7 football team. We turned that thing around, ended up winning 9 games. I fumble, season collapsed late in the season, but we were one of the better teams in the country. I've seen it happen. I think A&M is an extremely talented football team. They've got a quarterback in Connor Wegman. They've got a schedule that is very, very forgiving, let's put it that way, with A&M. I'm not staring at there. I don't cover that football team that closely. I don't know what their O-line and D-line looks like, but according to how they've recruited over the last several years, according to that maroon money Tyler always talks about, there's no reason that they can't go get dudes. I would go with Texas and Texas A&M. I would not have had UTSA in there originally until you brought it up. I went and looked at it. They got an outside shot.
Yeah, because that automatic bid of the fifth best, the fifth program or the fifth conference championship winner that's going to be outside of the ACC, Big 12, SEC, and Big 10. They play well against Texas. Now they beat Texas. Good. You know, hold on. Right. That's
absolutely.
Now they just get. Now hell, they could probably afford to lose to Memphis, like to trip up on one to get in. But then like I said, man. You know, sorry to Horned Frog fans or Baylor Bear fans, I don't see it this year. I mean, Baylor's picked to finish second to last in the Big 12.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.